Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty and Kelly Sander broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio in Oak Grove, Mississippi. If you're tuned in on our podcast and you know our show was not on terrestrial radio today, that's because of the SEC basketball tournament, but we're glad you could join us in the podcast, and we know thousands of you do every month, and that's why we wanted to be here to bring you some more Southern Miss news and information. And tomorrow, Kelly, just depends on how Ole Miss does today. And as you and I are speaking here, they were leading at halftime against Arkansas, so we'll have to play it by ear.
And again, if they do win, then this is the way you'll have to access the Eagle Hour tomorrow as well, because we would not air tomorrow, because if Ole Miss wins, and again, they're up at half as we record this podcast, they would play tomorrow at the exact same time.
So tell your friends and neighbors that to be alert to that. And if you don't hear us on the air, then you know about an hour after 1 o'clock, you can click on any of your podcast forms and sources, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You can even tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and you can hear the program. And we're glad that you can join us that way. All right, Kelly, so Old Dominion is actually in the state of Mississippi. They played Mississippi State last night on the Gulf Coast. Before coming here this weekend, State beats them 9-4. Old Dominion struggling a little bit, I think 5-10 on the season, but can't take anything for granted, can you?
No, but the Eagles are a really good team, Bob. I mean, they're just really good. I got to see Travis Creel yesterday. I was not on the show yesterday. I was at Pearl River calling the baseball game down there against Nunez, and Travis Creel was there recruiting. And I congratulated him on the season, and I said, "Man, I've always been pretty comfortable with when I brag about you guys, but it's just been a long time since they've been this healthy for this long, have this much quality depth. There's a difference between having people with heartbeats and having players who are six or seven deep wherever and can play ball. And it's been evidenced. You've seen it, you know, at the third base position." You know, this year, right. I mean, they're just – Southern Miss is really good.
Right. Well, one of the big names – we're going to bring you some interviews with a couple of the kids this week. One that's really made a name for himself is Colby Allen, and I think he's figured in on 5 saves and closing so far this year. And oddly, Kelly, a kid that really didn't pitch in high school, but he's really caught on as I think the first go-to relief pitcher – on the Gold Eagle team this year. Talked to Colby yesterday afternoon. I'll get your thoughts after we hear what he had to say. Colby Allen returns to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And, my man, you've been off to a great start. You're proving to be the first go-to guy out of the bullpen and the guy that Oz is calling on to save games, close things out. You must be feeling pretty good.
I am. I am feeling really good. Probably the best I felt all fall and spring. And that's a good thing. We're in season now, so that's a plus when you feel pretty good.
You and I talked earlier in the year, and there was some question whether you would start or be a reliever, but Oz made the comment to us on the show this week that you've figured in now in 5 or 6 games, and that is so valuable to the team that it's difficult to move you out of the spot you're in now.
Yes, sir. I like that pressure, getting put in those situations. You know, I feel like that kind of makes you a better pitcher when you're really competitive like me. Pressure's on the line, it makes you perform a little better.
Now, I've told some people what a easy, laid-back young man you are, and they say, but he doesn't look that way when he's on the mound. He looks really intense.
Yeah, I get in a little world out there, my own world, when I'm get on that mound. But other than that, it's like today, I almost took my shirt off to go throw a while ago. I'm just, man, I love it out here. It's just having fun. That's all you got to do. You just got to have fun. But when you get on that mound, across those lines, it's a little different.
All right, three games in a row you pitched. Was that a little unusual? Were you expecting that third straight game call?
I knew there was a chance, kind of depending on how the game was going. Coach Oz asked me how I was feeling. I told him I felt pretty good and got the nod.
Any fatigue the third night?
It really wasn't, honestly. I worked really hard with our trainer and with Sven and Coach Mack over the fall and spring to really try to build a bulletproof shoulder. And, man, it's paying off dividends so far right now.
I talked to one of your teammates earlier, and I was talking about how tough this schedule has been. But here you guys sit, man, with, 12 wins, top 20 ranking. You fellas must be feeling pretty good going into the league.
Oh, yeah, we expected it. But at the same time, there's some good competition. We don't expect to win it. We do expect to win every game. But we know there's going to be some storms come through. You know, it's hard to go to places like TCU and all these midweek places and win ball games, especially coming in here and playing at home too with UNC Wilmington coming in and then the team we played last night. I mean, there's no easy ball games, but I think that just shows how good we are this year.
And some of the younger pitchers have struggled a bit in midweeks. A guy that's been around a while like you, what can you tell them? What do you know that maybe they don't know yet?
Keep pushing forward. That's going to change once they get – kind of, they just got to get their feet wet is all it is. I tell them all the time, my freshman year, I was not the best at all pitching. You know, I just kept throwing strikes, kept going after people, and it comes. I just tell them to be patient.
And, of course, you didn't really pitch a lot in high school. We've talked about that before, but now that must seem 100 years ago.
It does. I feel like an old man nowadays with all these freshmen in this. They're 18 years old, and I'm 21. You feel pretty old, but no, it's fun. It is. It's fun messing with those younger guys.
Kobe, this seems to be a really talented baseball team, and the opportunity is just enormous. What's your thought process right now?
Oh, my goodness. We are very talented. It's kind of unreal how talented we are this year. We try not to do too much. I think once we start playing our game, which I really don't think we have yet, I think we're on that verge of – really playing our best baseball. I think we're playing really well, don't get me wrong. I mean, we're winning games, but I don't think we're quite to where we need to be, and that's a good thing. You don't want to be peaking right now. You want to be peaking towards the end of conference and towards the postseason, so I think that's a good thing. We're looking really, really, really good right now.
Oz told me that, and this is a quote, the rankings don't mean a hill of beans to me. What does it mean to you guys?
Same thing. Doesn't mean a thing, you know. Does not mean a thing. Rankings do not – that doesn't mean a thing. You can go out here on any night and somebody's going to win a ball game. Baseball is a very tough game, you know. It's anybody's game, actually. I mean, anybody can go out here and beat us.
It looks like the league is going to be really stacked, really tough. Your thoughts about the Sun Belt and as you guys get ready to bring in a team that maybe is not the best team in the league this weekend, but what is your mindset as you head into the games that really start counting the most now?
Oh, this is every game is the most important game. You know, we're trying to build that resume for the later half of the year and for the postseason. Every game matters. We got to win every game we can.
All right, you still having fun?
Oh my goodness, I love it. I love it.
Still happy to be a Golden Eagle?
Absolutely, 100%.
Ready to get back on the mound, even though you pitched three games this past week?
Oh yeah, you know it.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Keep up a good work.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bob.
I love that kid, Kelly. Kobe Allen's just got the greatest personality, big smile on his face, but he gets in between those lines. He is a different human being.
He likes you too, you know, calling you.
We're kind of buddies.
Mr. Bob.
We've kind of become buddies.
Something that we really haven't talked about that I think we need to bring up is when it comes to pitching, if a pitcher gets into trouble sometimes, it's because they try too hard. And there could be several reasons why they're trying too hard. Number one is they feel like they have to strike people out because they don't have guys that can hit the ball well enough to where three or four runs will win a ball game. This entire pitching staff knows that the guys on the offensive side that are swinging the bats have the potential to put up big numbers. They also know that the other pitchers on the staff are good enough to keep the other team's numbers low. Whatever your job is, you always do it best when you're relaxed. mm-hmm. when you're at ease, when you know that all is well. And that's the way I describe this team at this point. The offense is doing well. Pitchers don't have to press because they know they're good offensively. They know that relief pitching is good. It's the same thing as like when the hitters go out and get a starting pitcher 5 or 6 runs in the first inning. The entire demeanor of a pitcher changes knowing that, okay, I don't have to be perfect. Even though Oz always stresses that, you know, to try to be perfect, this team is really balanced offensively and defensively. They're healthy. They're deep. I just don't see a weakness at this point.
No, and they've had a couple of bad weeknight games. They corrected that this past week, and people that jump off the bridge every time they have a bad weeknight game is silly. I mean, South Alabama just 10-run to Ole Miss Tuesday night, and Ole Miss had only lost one game all year. It is a really unpredictable game, is it not?
The one thing I think you are going to be able to predict, and you guys talked about it briefly, was the strength of the conference as a whole.
Yeah.
Old Dominion is probably going to be one of the weaker teams, as it turns out. But there's not going to be a whole lot of low-hanging fruit this season.
It's going to be tough every weekend. All right, Kelly and I will continue our discussion about baseball and other Southern Miss athletics next. Hang on.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Bob Getty, Kelly Santer in the Southern Bank Corps studio. Opening segment of our show was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. And this segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net. Also want to remind everybody about our friends out at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Brand new, beautiful, big home improvement store. Everything for your lawn, for your home. They even got hunting supplies. Check them out. Great staff. It is the local version of the big box home improvement stores with local service and local people. MCS Home Center in Bellevue. All right, we heard from Colby Allen, who is a junior pitcher on the baseball team. Of course, pitching the strength of this baseball team. Graydon Harris, a highly recruited freshman. We talked to him yesterday as well. Kelly, I want you to hear what the freshman has to say, and then I want you to explain to our listeners how much difference does that 1 or 2 years of experience make, the experience that Colby Allen has now enjoyed and the experience that Graydon Harris is looking for. Here we go.
All right, Graydon Harris on the Eagle Hour, and your first time on the show. We're glad to have you, and congratulations. As I mentioned to you, you don't look like a freshman on the mound.
Thank you for having me here. Yeah, work hard in the weight room. Coach Matt gets us working and trying to get a little bit bigger.
All right, tell me about your journey here. I know there was some concern that you might not get here, and I know how happy the coaches were when they found out you were coming here. How did all this transpire?
Well, in high school, it's always a dream to play college ball. I got the opportunity to look into the draft, but I'm glad to be on campus. It's a great place. Love it here.
All right, so you're getting a start Sunday. That's pretty unusual for a program like this. What was going on in your mind when you walk out on the mound?
Not much. I just got to calm down on the mound, just do what I do. When you're on the mound, you just got to control it up there and try not to get everything into your head. And just I like to pitch, so I just like to calm down and do what I do.
All right, what do you see right now as the biggest difference in high school ball and where you're at now?
The hitters right now, just a lot better, a lot more competitive. They'll take pitches that normally high school hitters would swing at. So I just got to learn how to battle in the zone a lot more.
And how do you have to change your game?
Nothing much. I gotta learn that these hitters are a lot better, so they're not going to swing at the pitches normally high school hitters would swing at. So I just got to compete on the mound a lot more.
A lot of people would say you're playing for the best pitching coach in the country. What are you beginning to learn from Oz?
I'd have to agree. I think he's the best pitching coach in the country, and he's just really helped me with my mental game on the mound. Physically, I think I've always been pretty good, but mentally I'm getting a lot better, and it's really translating on the mound right now.
Well, there's no question about that. And you look around at your teammates and you see all of this talent around you.
Oh yeah, it's amazing having a pitching staff this deep. I'm really excited to see where this takes us. We've started off really good. I like to see it.
What are your goals? Have you set any goals for yourself?
First goal was to get on the mound. So I got goal number one down. Goal number two is to get a start. Got goal number two down. And goal number three is to just be consistent on the mound. So each start I go out there, I try to be consistent, do what I do on the mound, and good things will happen.
What do you anticipate moving forward? Has Oz talked to you at any length about how you're going to be used in the next few weeks?
Not really yet. Just plan on getting ready for this next start, and we'll go from there.
You guys have played a gauntlet of good competition. As you look around at the competitors you're playing, you guys 12 wins in the top 20. You got to be really optimistic going into season, into the league.
Oh, yeah, we're excited. We've played some very good competition, and it just gets us ready for conference play. I think we have a really good conference, and I'm excited to start playing ball.
All right, I know you're new here, but I'm going to ask you an important question. One of your coaches, Danny Lynch, was the unquestioned personality of this baseball team for a number of years. But now he's kind of back a little bit. And I'm thinking that the competition is between Tuna and Bull. Who's got the biggest, craziest personality of those two?
I'd say Bull out of those two. I don't know. He's just a funny guy, and he's just crazy.
Yeah. He seems to have a lot of fun playing baseball.
Oh, yeah, he loves it. Every single time he's up to bat, you can just tell he's having a great time out here.
Scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you to be here and be a part of the Golden Eagle baseball program?
10. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
All right, so you no regrets and you're looking forward to a great year.
Oh, not at all. I'm very excited to be here. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
All right, my man, we wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Kelly, there's an interesting comparison. Here's a junior pitcher, Colby Allen. Here's a really highly recruited freshman pitcher in Graydon Harris. What does Colby Allen know now from 2 years of experience that Graydon Harris still has to learn?
What jumped out at me in that interview that you asked him specifically that Coach Oz was working on with, what do you remember the first thing he said? My mental game.
Right.
That's the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. Because physically, And he said physically, I'm pretty gifted, you know, and that's God-given, right? Our bodies and composition.
He's a bigger kid than Colby Allen.
Yeah. But you look at, you know, your physique and what you're born with, that's God-given. But he also said the first thing that he has to do is calm himself down. It all comes down to maturity, mental and emotional maturity, because physically, about the same. A couple of years don't make that big a difference. But emotionally and mentally, that's where it is. And when he said that that's what Coach Oz has been working with him on, and it is transferring to success on the mound. You know, he's one of, what, 9 left-handed pitchers that mm-hmm. Southern Miss has. And as a freshman out of Louisiana, to come in here and do what he's done, everybody has the ability physically to do it, but mentally and emotionally is where he is excelling now. And that's the biggest difference between where he is as a freshman and where Colby is as a junior.
Is that what you think is the secret of Oz's success, is he can teach these kids how to mentally become tough?
If that's where he's focusing on first, and who am I to say, right? But if that's what he's focusing on first, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Because as we've mentioned, freshmen of today, because of the national tournaments, the travel ball, and all those sorts of things at high levels, they're seeing guys that are really good hitters, but those hitters are their same age. Well, Graydon Harris comes in, he's seeing hitters that are 2 or 3 years, or in Tennessee's case, 8 years older than him,
right?
who have been around a little while and are much better hitters and are much more particular at what pitches they swing at.
Yeah.
So the emotional and mental part, absolutely paramount.
You did hear Colby Allen say at age 21 he feels old.
A gray beard, yeah, coming in to work with some of these freshmen.
But I think it was you earlier this week that we were talking about pitchers in baseball, and was it you that said the sign of a really successful pitcher is that his emotions appear the same whether he's 10 runs ahead or 10 runs behind?
And if Meemaw comes in to watch mm-hmm. the game and there's no scoreboard and her grandson is pitching, she shouldn't know whether you're ahead or behind.
Mm-hmm.
That's – And Cross Sively is one of the kids that I've coached in Little League. He was that way back then. And we always joked, well, Cross wasn't smart enough and didn't know better either way.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of joke about that, but it's really important that you have that kind of demeanor, because those are the guys that are thrown into the fire lots of times.
Right.
And they have to be able to shut it off, at least for the time being.
Since we're on baseball in this part of the show, talk a little bit about Cross Sively. You know the kid really well. You've known him since he was a little boy. Are you surprised at the – man, he's just almost untouchable so far this year on the mound.
One of the things that people probably don't know enough about Cross is that he's just an outstanding athlete. You talked about how Colby Allen really didn't even pitch in high school, right? Comes to a team like Southern Miss, a nationally renowned team – and he goes in there and throws strikes. Cross Sively would come to baseball practice at 9 through 12 years old, and he would do cartwheels and backflips, and he would lay on his back and kick up onto his feet. It's called a kip. But he could do all that stuff naturally. It comes from a gymnastics background.
Mm-hmm.
So they're athletes, first and foremost, and I think Cross Sively, pound for pound, is one of the best athletes that I ever coached. So it doesn't surprise me at all, the success he's having. But not only his athleticism, but because that calm, empty
He mind, does not get rattled about anything.
Never has.
Really?
Never has.
He's always been that way.
And Danny, his dad, is a military guy, right? So when Cross wasn't performing up to what Danny thought he should be doing, Danny was going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But Cross just was fine. Just roll right along.
What's it like to have coached kids like this yourself, Kelly, and then you see them having it must warm your heart to see a kid like Sively enjoying such success.
I think the thing that warms my heart the most is that a lot of these guys are still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, what do you mean by that? I think there's a tendency with the kids nowadays to put so much pressure on them that they burn out. They say, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure is too great. I want to be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When I see a lot of the kids that I coached continue to play at the next level, I always felt like they had the ability. Your job as a youth coach is just as much to cultivate love for the game.
You're right about that.
And if you pressure them too much and get them too stressed, who wants that?
Right.
And so the fact that they're doing what they're doing doesn't surprise me, but I'm just glad that I developed or helped in a small way cultivate their love for the game, where they want to continue playing as long as they can.
And you got to be enjoying watching this kid.
All of them are just, it's just so fun to kick back and not have to make a lineup card, not have to decide to hit and run or steal or whatever.
Right.
Just enjoy the fruits of your labor a little bit.
All right, when we come back, we're going to hook up with Heath Hinton to talk a little spring football, believe it or not. That's right around the corner. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and we're glad they do. They're our good friends. Slade and his guys are just wonderful. Great food, great drinks. It's where Kelly first discovered Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. It's never been the same since. 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the Rock. And Kelly also goes down to Mo'Bay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street, the official beignet store. Have you ever had a Pabst Blue Ribbon and a beignet at the same time?
Yes, with, okay, with some cold pizza thrown in there in between.
I did actually see this man one time drinking a Budweiser and eating key lime pie.
And? I mean,
and he enjoyed it.
Hey, what's the problem?
Tell he enjoyed it.
I don't see the problem.
Oh, wow.
Heath Hinton's on the show. He's the owner, of course, of Big Gold Nation chat room. Is it a chat room website? What do you sophisticated digital dudes call this? I don't really know.
I guess I'd say Southern Miss insider site with articles and preview pieces, and we do have a message board.
There we go.
And for the record, Heath, you've never met a meal that you didn't like either, right?
Amen. Amen. That's true. In fact, for a meal tonight, what I'd rather be doing today on this beautiful day is sitting out in the lake somewhere trying to catch me a mess, as they say here in the south, of white perch.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I took these guys to a buffet one time together, and I got banned for 6 months afterwards. I'm never doing it
again. They were supposed to be open until 10 o'clock. I don't know why they closed at 7.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the man that said you were scaring his wife.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Did Ernesto go?
Ernesto only gets to go on rare occasions.
He only lets Ernesto out every other Sunday. Otherwise, he's got working to the bone.
Well,
is he legal?
He has a siesta from like noon to 2.
Have you checked his immigration status?
We don't mention that.
Oh,
Bob.
You don't talk about
no,
that. Okay,
no.
I'm sorry. So you don't ever say, "Would you like a glass of iced tea?"
Good,
Ernesto.
Good workers are hard to find. Let's put it like that.
All right, Heath, we understand you talked to the new football coach, Charles Huff, this morning, and that's why we wanted to talk to you in spring football just around the corner. What did the new coach have to say? What did you take from your conversation today?
I took from a conversation that he has a direction. He knows what he wants to do with the football program, and that's the direction he's going to go in. That's what he believes in, his philosophy and what he wants to do, and setting up a program, especially with the new transfer portal period. One thing I noticed that was interesting today when I talked to him, we were talking about, is he finished with the transfer portal, et cetera? And they're not. He said, we're using spring as a tryout period, but they're going to see what they got with some of these guys in spring practice. And, if they don't cut the mustard or whatever, have it, they'll be entering the portal, and they'll be looking to add some guys. So there's still a long way to go before this roster is being built. For everybody out there that's got the depth charts put up and all that, I wouldn't go so far as to say that yet. Maybe quarterback, you have a number one, but at the rest of the positions, I just don't know.
Before you get in here, Kelly, let me ask you both this question: have we reached this day in college football where if a kid is not performing well, instead of trying to develop that kid, go into the portal, kid. I got to find somebody to take your place. Is that where we are, Kelly?
I think so. It's a professional game now.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they would do in the NFL?
That's what they do in the NFL.
You're not cutting the mustard. We're going to go get somebody that can.
Right.
Which is, to me, diminished college football a little bit. But
right.
But that's where we are.
What do you say, Heath?
I think development in the future is going to be what prep schools and JUCO are for. I think by the time you get to D1 or FBS, they're looking at you. We don't have the chances for you to sit back, and we got to teach you for a couple of years. You're going to have to play now. You got to contribute now. So you got to come in ready to play.
Now,
I do think that the development, you may have it every now and then, but it won't be like it was.
Heath, spring drills for the Eagles will start on Monday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, and a lot of media guys think that that Coach Huff will not be as receptive to media people being at practices going forward. Have you got any indication as to how accepting he will be of media at these different practices?
I think it's going to be a situation where you probably get to go for the first 30 minutes and that's it. I say that because he's from the Saban coaching tree, the Franklin coaching tree, and that's how they do practices. So I don't think he's going to change that in any way. I think that he's going to be just like them, and it's going to be it's going to be 30 minutes, and then that's all you got. That's going to be a change from where we used to be with different coaches here at Southern Miss, that's for sure.
And I want to ask you this too, Heath. It would seem to me, with the large influx of Marshall players and some of the remnants of the last coach's teams. You got a combination, shall we say, of Marshall guys and Southern Miss guys that are now in this locker room together. They were playing against each other 3 or 4 months ago, and now they're expected to play together, which that's the business. But it would seem to me that under those circumstances, which is what we have, that Coach Huff has got to develop a culture of two separate groups of people that might not be as easy as it thinks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it makes perfect sense. I think, look, this is, let's call this sport what it is. It's professional football now. This is professional football with NIL and what's going to be coming with profit sharing and different things. And, yeah, they've got to come together, and he's got to figure out a way to combine those two. I think that'll come a lot with practicing together and taking reps together and battling against each other at practice. I think chemistry can be built that way. But, yeah, it's different, and we haven't been doing this very long. So a big change like this, how does that happen? Especially where in the past you've had, I won't say swapovers, but, you know, rotation of players. But I don't know if you ever had one this big where you had this many kids coming from one conference, conference mate to another that have played against each other for a couple of years and have battled against each other. So it's going to be a new aspect that Huffman's going to figure out how they're going to go about bringing these guys together. Yeah, that's a lot more challenging than I think people realize.
This sounds crazy, Heath, but effectively, are we going to see the starting football team for Marshall now the starting football team for Southern Miss?
Oh, no. It's not going to be that way because they had a bunch of seniors and some of the guys stay. No. You're not going to see that. But I think you're going to see guys that played for Marshall last year that are going to be playing at Southern Miss this year. But as far as is the same starting group, no. They didn't bring a full starting unit on both sides over here. That's not what they did.
Well, let me ask you this then. What percentage, and I know you're guessing, but what percentage of the starting offense and defense for Southern Miss this fall will be former Marshall players? What percentage?
I mean, you're asking me without, seeing them at practice and stuff. Let's take a guess, 25-30% maybe.
A third
of the time. I wouldn't go so far as to say 50 at all. I just don't see, with all the other players they bought in from different schools, it wasn't just Marshall guys they bought in, so I think it'd be 25-30%.
You know, Kelly, I think you're right, too. I think one of the biggest challenges Huff and his staff will have is melding all these different kids together.
Well, wasn't there a story that Coach Huff had all of the football players, including the new ones from Marshall, wearing shirts that said 1-11 or something?
Yeah.
And the Marshall guys didn't take too kindly to it.
Yeah, because they weren't 1-11.
But Coach Huff said, you are now,
yeah,
because you're playing for Southern Miss, and Southern Miss was 1-11 or whatever it was. So
yeah.
So he obviously sees that, too, that right or wrong, this is the way it is, and we got to do this together.
All right, Heath, I'm going to give you our opinion, then I want to get yours. We had kind of a sort of a ballyhooed interview with Coach. It was the first major interview that he did when he got here, and we're grateful that he came here. And we walked away from the interview, and I'm speaking for Kelly now, and Kelly can speak for himself, obviously, but we walked away from the interview going, man, this guy was nothing like we thought he would be. He was cordial. He was engaging. He was fun to talk to. Was that your observation today?
Yeah, in fact, 100%. I found him to be very nice, very cordial. Did not dodge a question that I asked. Was very open to all questions. And, was very open.
Yeah.
And I found it very, very nice. And I'll be having a big old nation. We'll be putting out that conversation and, talked to him for about 30 minutes, and he was very open.
Good.
To answer a lot of questions and really go into detail.
Yeah.
And I found that very, very, it's usual at Southern Miss, but a lot of other places I've had people tell me that's not, that's not a usual thing. At Southern Miss, the coaches, it's a usual practice.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to be a new coach coming in, you think they might be a little more guarded. And in some things he is, but he was open about a lot of things, recruiting and, mm-hmm. Talking about players, different things. Very open to that, and I appreciated it, and I thought it was thought it was very nice and wonderful to talk to. Easy conversation.
We're out of time, guys. Would you both agree that he'll be tested right out of the gate with Mississippi State here?
Mississippi State, yeah, they're gonna be good. State's gonna be better.
Yeah, that's a team that you know, they weren't good last year, but they hit the portal too and had a really good class. So they're gonna be good.
It pains me to say this too. They just have that SEC depth and money and everything. When they come off the bus, they're going to be loaded. There's no question about that. Going to be fun, though. What a great way to kick off the year, right? The Bulldogs and the Eagles. That's pretty good stuff.
Money gets you a good football team and a better-looking girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
And before the first game, I'll be loaded, too, but for a far different reason.
And he won't have a good-looking girlfriend.
That's for sure.
It'll be the PBR. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Heath. Thanks, buddy. Good hearing from you.
Thanks, guys. Have a blessed day.
Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Old Nation. Kelly and I'll be back. Wrap it up after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Fun show today. Appreciate our time with Colby Allen and Graydon Harris and, of course, our buddy Heath Hinton. I think such a great point you made, Kelly. That may be as big a challenge for the new football regime as getting them on the field ready to play, is to merge all these different kids together and get a cohesive unit going. That's going to be some work.
Well, to put it in layman's terms, right? You remember when the new kid in school showed up, and that new kid would always have to kind of sit off in the corner of the lunchroom,
right?
Because he wasn't one of us, or she wasn't one of us. Same sort of deal. You got all these Marshall guys coming in here with the swag of winning the conference championship. They're all that in a bag of chips. And you got the Southern Miss guys who are here who were ridiculed, bad-mouthed, spit on the entire season. So what do you do? And look, all athletes have got egos. There's nothing wrong with that. In radio, we have egos. Everybody's got an ego to a degree. And when you're asking people to give like that, it's just going to be tough.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that people in broadcasting, a lot of them have big egos, Kelly? I've never noticed that.
That's what I'm saying. Is that yes, they all have big egos.
This is shocking news to me.
Would you like to hear some good news, Bob?
That'd be good.
The starters for this weekend series against Old Dominion, Southern Miss has announced.
Could it possibly be one of the interviews we just had?
What's that? Could be.
Could be one of the starters be one of the guys we just interviewed?
As Ed McMahon used to tell Johnny Carson, you are correct, sir. Yes.
Let's hear it.
J.B. Middleton will go in game one. Cross Civilly will go in game two. And Graydon Harris will go in game three against Old Dominion this weekend. Now, what's the weather situation? That's everybody's talking about, too. What's going to happen? There have been some other schools that have already moved games to Sunday, but nothing yet has come from the university as we tape this,
podcast. Talking, let me check. But
Thursday.
I think you're right about that. I don't think anything's been released.
And if it is, of course, follow your local social media outlets, and we'll have it for you.
What could they do, Kelly? Because the rain is Friday. I'd almost guarantee you Old Dominion's got a flight to catch out of here Sunday.
I think you can get tomorrow's game in, especially maybe if you move it up to 4 o'clock. You could definitely get that one in. And you maybe could get a Saturday game in if it's in the morning, you know, or you'd have to play a very early double dip on Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be really early.
I don't know, but that's for Jeremy McClain and them to figure out. Also, this Saturday, there was supposed to be a dedication to former coach Pete Taylor, the late Pete Taylor. That has been postponed because of potential weather situation. But Miss Gloria Taylor's funeral will go on tomorrow as scheduled. And then the Pete Taylor dedication will take place later in the season. Now, some of the guys that played for Pete Taylor throughout the years are planning a reunion on the weekend of May 3rd. So we'll have some of those guys on the show as we get closer to that reunion date. And we are hearing word that Southern Miss women's basketball program could have a new coach named and or hired within the next 10 days or so. So Jeremy McClain making this a top priority with now things in flux with the women's tournament, the NCAA tournament getting underway here soon, to make sure that the women's program at Southern Miss is protected from losing any players potentially or going unattended. So we may have a new name within the next 10 days. On
total speculation, though, Kelly, would that not say that what appears to be the fan favorite, Missy Bilderback out of Monroe, may not be that person if a hire is going to be made that quickly, or would that have nothing to do?
No, I think that makes perfect sense. I think it is unlikely that would happen in the next 10 days. And, you know, it's pure speculation. That's part of what we do on this show. But when you put a lot of factors into effect that, number one, Missy and Chip's son is a junior in high school. All right, so they would be moving him out of his current high school to come back for just a senior year. You might not think that's a big deal, but if you're a parent, you know it's a big deal. Second thing is she'd have to take a pay cut to come to Southern Miss. Mm-hmm. But the biggest clincher, if it winds up not being her, she's got a lot of, if the players that she has now stay, they're going to be one of the favorites to win the conference next year. Mm-hmm. That's a consideration. Oh. Normally, coaches will leave when they know the cupboards are bare. But when you got a lot of good players coming back, I just agree with your assertion that it doesn't look likely that it would be Missy Bilderback if there's a name in the next 10 days. And if it's not, those would be some of the reasons that would lead to that decision.
People may remember we did an hour-long special with Oz that we ran back during Thanksgiving, and he told us that when he had moved his oldest daughter around and when he got the opportunity to come back to Southern Miss, he set her down and said, the final decision is going to be yours. I'm not going to move you against your will. You tell me what you want me to do. And so what you say is that's a bigger impact than maybe people from the outside looking in would realize.
Particularly the senior year.
Oh, yeah.
Because you really don't – he wouldn't have enough time to take ownership in the new school back here.
Yeah.
Already made friends
so
over there.
A lot of consideration.
His dad's over there now, too.
A lot of considerations, yeah. All right, that wraps up the show today. Kelly and I will be back tomorrow. I think Andrew's going to rejoin us. You here tomorrow?
And there's New Orleans Saints news. We've got to –
Now, Patrick has been out. Patrick was on vacation, and then he came down with the flu.
Honey Badger's taking a pay cut to stay with the Saints. We'll have more information on that tomorrow. Plus, we'll talk to the radio voice of the Old Dominion Monarchs.
There we go. Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.